Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
I'm joined right now by a very important man. You are very important, Diego Lerman. He's the president of the jury of Venice Days. Fred, who are in part media partners of Venice Days, so it's all very exciting to have you here. And of course, you're working with the 28 Times Cinema guys, who are the under 25 budding film critics. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I should ask you, Mr. Very Important Diego Lerman, tell us about your role here, because you're the president of the jury. That's really like a huge responsibility.
Yeah, but divided with 28 more people. So, yeah, no, they told me how it will be, and it was a nice experience, I thought. At the beginning, I thought it will be a mess, and I don't know how it will go, but it's going very well till now.
Until now, yeah. Okay. We don't want to jinx anything, you know. But so your role here is you're looking at all the Venice Days films. Tell us about how many films are in the selection and maybe a bit of the variety of the films that are in the
there
selection.
There are 13 films from different parts of the world. Some directors are very well known, like Larry Clark, Alex de la Iglesia, Laura Cantet. And others are first or second film. So it's really divided. Mm. Some are documentaries, some are fiction. So it's
quite a mix.
Hard job, yeah.
Yeah, very hard. I imagine. Now, what's the criteria when you're looking at films for you? Because I think film is also very subjective. So, you know, sometimes you might be looking at, say, the soundtrack, and you may prioritize maybe the artistic look of the film. Obviously, the narrative is important, but everyone has a different criteria in their head. So what's yours, Diego?
I don't know. I'm a filmmaker, basically. So when I see a film, I try to like to feel and see how, I don't know, the filmmaking is. So I'm very open to different films. Maybe my films are more in a way, but as a spectator, I really like to see different I'm very open to as a viewer, but it's not that I have a rule or this is that or
no.
This. But for me, it's very important to feel something very not very intellectual, but in a way that you really have a relation with the film that at least touch you in a way.
Yeah, no, I understand. I mean, you know, because the thing is that when you're watching a film, it can evoke so many different things because we all have different life experiences, right? So, you know, when you're watching a film, I don't want to say, like, for example, a lot of the Arab films that are here, well, the Palestinians say Villa Tuma, that resonates with me because I have an Arabic background. So, you know, there's certain things that touch me a bit more, even the music, for example, because I understand what's going on, you know, culturally as well. Some things would touch me more than maybe, say, you or someone else that hasn't been exposed to that, for example. So I kind of look for films that will surprise me as well, of course. But has anything taken you by surprise? And you don't have to talk about Venice Days films necessarily, because I'm assuming you get to see other films here at the festival, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, the schedule was that we had to watch a lot of Venice Days films during these days.
Right.
So we had left some little time to watch others. But yesterday I saw a very nice documentary about it's Ron Mann, a Canadian director.
Altman.
Ron Mann.
Yes, Ron Mann's documentary is called Altman.
Altman. And I like it. I love it.
I loved it.
It's a director, Altman, that I really loved. And the documentary is made with such love also for Altman and his career and who he was. So I really enjoyed as director and as someone who admires Robert Altman. And Ron's work is great also.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's funny that you mentioned this particular documentary because I'm very excited. We've got Catherine Reed Altman on the show and Michael Murphy, who's an actor. You know, did you know that he is the most prolific actor who worked with Altman throughout his career? And he's not that well known in the acting world, but I'm imagining after this he will be. You know, he's had lots of acting roles. He's never been out of work, but he's not that well known. But he's the only actor that's worked the most with Altman throughout his career. So it's really interesting that both his Altman's wife and Michael Murphy are coming into the show shortly after
and
this.
And they were very close friends, as I understood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I really love the documentary, and that's the first documentary I've seen here at the festival. And as you mentioned, it's very hard to juggle everything and watch the films that you have to see as opposed to the ones that you really, really just want to see, you know. So that can be, you can be a bit torn, can't you, sometimes? A little bit. It's like a battle of wills, like, oh, shall I go? I haven't got time. Oh, but I really want to see it. So, I'd love to thank you for coming on the show, Diego Lerman. President of the jury for Venice Days, a very important section in the festival here. And, of course, we are covering, as Fred, we are media partners for Venice Days and also Critics Week, so we like to cover everything, and I'm very excited to say that we are we're not missing a trick here. We're doing everything we can to cover these films, and they're all on fred.fm, and you should tune in to us sometime when you get a little bit of time.
Yeah, sure. Now I came here with a film 8 years ago, so it was like to return as a jury is like a comeback trip for me.
That's amazing. Bring back good memories, I hope.
Yeah. Each place. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Diego Lerman.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.